Hello, hello. I had an entire episode ready for you today, but I decided against posting that one because something actually happened today that I'm not too happy about, but hopefully I will be able to sort it out as soon as possible. So basically, I got on my Instagram early this morning when I woke up, only to find that my account was suspended. So what it said was, "We suspended your accounts, Nika, Instagram growth coach, IG strategist. 180 days left to disagree, or we'll permanently disable your account." So suspended on July 7, 2023. What this means, your account is not visible to people on Instagram at the moment and you cannot use it. What you can do, you have 180 days left to disagree with our decision. We may need to collect some info from you that'll help us review your account again. Why this happened? Your account or activity on it doesn't follow our community guidelines. The funny thing is, I just posted the episode on protecting your Instagram account and not losing it due to hackers or anything else. And I mentioned community guidelines, and this happens now. So basically, I haven't posted on Instagram for the last week at all because I was on a vacation. And I just didn't want to think about work during my time away. So I don't know that there could be anything that I've done in any way. However, I am a little bit suspect of a person that contacted me on Fiverr. They wanted some specific things from me, and I wasn't comfortable on working with them because they were requesting something. I don't want to get into too much detail, but basically, I declined them. I said that I couldn't help them. And I think that they may have reported me. Since they didn't have anything to report me for, I'm guessing that this is just a permanent situation and that I will get my account back one way or another, as soon as possible. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about this experience of mine. So I'm not freaking out just yet. I probably will start freaking out tomorrow when the 24 hours are up and I still don't have my account if that happens. But I don't want to start freaking out now because I just don't think that it's worth it. But basically, what I did, I disagreed with their decision. So I had the option to click on the button to disagree with their decision. I had to confirm my identity with a code that was sent to my phone number. I did that, and basically, they said that they would get back to me within the 24 hours. So that should be tomorrow at 9 a.m. my time. So in about 20 hours or so. And after that, I saw a post by Alex Marketing, one of the members of the membership I'm in, sent me a link to their post where the same thing happened to Alex. And he said to go to two different links where you can get Instagram help. And I did that. I just finished trying to do that and it didn't work. Why? Basically, I had to go to a specific link. I will leave those links in the show notes just so you can see what I'm talking about. So there are two different links. First one was help for my Instagram account was deactivated. And then the other one for, so deactivated for intellectual property violations or for sharing fraudulent or misleading content. And then the other link was if you believe that your account was deactivated by mistake due to violating Instagram's community guidelines. So I tried to file a complaint on both links. So you have to give your full name, your Instagram username, your email address, the country, and then you have to add your government ID. I did everything. And then when I wanted to send the form to Instagram, it says confirm your account to request a review. Go to Instagram and confirm it's you before requesting a review. Well, I can't access my account because it has been suspended, and I do have some access to it. Like, I can go to my account, but nothing is visible there. So, all I can see is my bio. I can't see the number of my followers or the number of people that I'm following. I can't see any of my posts. I can just see that I have 354 posts. That's it. I can't post to stories. I can't see stories. I can't do anything. But I thought that maybe a message would pop up where I have to confirm that it's me doing something. Well, I can't. So basically, I can't do anything. I can't access the help. So I'm not sure what the help is there for. Because once your account is suspended, you can't go there and confirm it's you. So I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not sure even why that happened. So I just want to reiterate what I said in the latest episode about Instagram security. I have never bought followers. I have never bought any engagement. I don't connect apps to my Instagram account that are not approved. So the only app connected to my Instagram account at the moment is Flick, where I do my hashtag research. And that's it. I don't use anything. I haven't posted in a week. I did a couple stories from my trip. I shared some footage from concerts I've been to. I shared some photos, some food. I mean, there's absolutely nothing that would cause me to go against community guidelines. So yes, that's the update I have for you. I will, as soon as I find out anything about my account or what happened, I will share another episode, and it's going to be from, I hope it's going to be before next Friday, so it's going to be a bonus episode. And yes, I don't have anything else to tell you. I think I'm going to create a new account just to have a backup, and everything I post on my main one, it's going to be posted on the other one as well, just in case something like this happens again, and in case I don't get access to my old account back, which would it would be just so sad. I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's years of my work, and there are hundreds of posts there. And I know I didn't have too many followers. I just passed 1,000, but there was a lot of work there, and I don't know. I don't want to lose that. I can always start fresh, but it's not something I'm looking forward to. But yes, I will keep you updated, and this is your reminder to be careful. Just follow the guidelines. Don't do anything sus, and don't just, be careful. Be careful and don't just follow the community guidelines. Don't post anything you shouldn't. Don't connect any apps. Don't buy followers ever. That's just not a good thing to do. And yes, keep your fingers crossed for me. And I will let you know if I create a second account, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that right now. So thank you for listening. I'm sorry there's no actual episode with any like tips and insights for me today, but I do have another one ready. So that one will go up on Friday, next Friday, July 14th. So yes, keep your fingers crossed and let's see what happens. I will keep you updated. Bye bye.